Welcome to the Bold Survivor Collective. I'm Contessa Aiken. This is the place where we take a stand. We rise up. We no longer allow trauma to be our voice or to be who we are. We pee into the wind. We run forward to our deepest desires, and we don't stop until we get there. I hope you enjoy this episode. Dive right on in. Hey gang, here we are again, and this is going to be a short, sweet lesson. It really is just all about bringing it together so that you have a clear path for what it is that we're doing here and what we're talking about with habits. So you guys have learned a lot up to this point, so it's a nice place to kind of tie it all together, give you all the steps in order, and bada bing, bada boom, keep working on those habits. Okay, yeah, that's just the attitude I'm feeling today, so have fun with that. Okay, so when you think about how to eliminate a bad habit, right? We talked about this just in the last lesson, right? So the first thing you want to do is choose one habit that would make a difference. Really simply, don't eat cake every single day. Done. You got to make the declaration about it. And guys, I'm not one of those people who is a big proponent of doing public declarations. If that works for you, that works for you. If it doesn't, really, this has to do with you and how you're managing your life and your thoughts and your actions. So make the declaration to yourself. If you want to go beyond that, extend that to your family. If you have kids, kids are great people to make declarations to because they are great accountability buddies. But essentially, if you make this declaration to yourself, you're making progress in the right direction. And if you just feel like you want to do it, make the declaration in our private group. Ta-da! So you have lots of options there. Choose the one that's right for you. So the next thing is to start saying, eating cake every day is a thing of the past for me, right? Anxiety is a thing of the past for me. Not following through on my word is a thing of the past for me. Whatever your habit is, just go ahead and start declaring it is a thing of the past. For me, eating cake every single day is a thing of the past. You know, I don't even miss it because, you know, I give myself cake at least once a month, so I'm still good. Okay, remember, nothing happens until you decide. Just because you have an urge, just because habit voice starts doing its con man thing, doesn't mean you've actually decided and taken action. When you take action is when you've decided, okay? So this is the point where you get to decide. And remember, absolutely nothing happens until you decide. So if you decide to, I don't know, eat cake every single day. Shannon told me I talked about cake on the very first lesson, so clearly I'm just going to run with it. Thank you. If you decide to eat cake every single day, you're making the decision. You're not a victim to your choices. This is one of those things you can never be a victim to, what you decide. Okay. So remember that you get to decide at this point, and nothing actually happens until you decide. So there's some people who have actually asked this question, but I don't want to quit. Anxiety serves me well. Not making decisions serves me well. I don't have to take any responsibility, right? When you think about it, if you're in that place where you're like, but I don't want to, it makes me feel good. I like it. I actually smoke cigarettes, you guys. I used to smoke 2 packs a day. And I did that for like 8 years. And I used to say, I don't want to quit. There's nothing that I have to quit for, right? These were the things that I used to say about it. So what you want to do in this instance is, that's okay if that's how you're feeling. Acknowledge your feelings. Your feelings are valid. But I want you to imagine a year from now, if you keep engaging in this particular habit, whatever your habit is that you're wanting to eliminate, if you keep engaging in that habit 1 year from now, where will you be? What happens if you keep engaging in that habit 5 years from now? Where will you be? Will you be doing, seeing, having, feeling the things that you want? Are you still going to be stuck? Where will you be if you don't quit? So it's okay to say, I don't want to, but let's explore that. If you don't in 1 year, where will you be? And if you don't in 5 years, where will you be? When you are eliminating something, it's always a great idea to give yourself time to change, guys. It does not happen overnight. Grace is what fits in really well here, right? There will be stumbling blocks. There will be habit, voice, and story, and all that con man stuff that will alarm bells going off in your brain that will take you back to mindlessly doing the habit, even though you want to change it. It is normal. Give yourself time to change. The whole point is now you're aware of it, so you'll become aware of it even faster. And the next time when you maybe fall off track, you'll become aware of it even faster. So give yourself time to change. Recognize that habit voice and that story. Recognize them. Don't ignore them, right? Don't try to ignore them or pretend like they don't exist, because they do. Just recognize them. Remember, setbacks mean absolutely nothing. They have nothing to do with who you are, what you're capable of, and what you're doing here. When you are set back, that just means it's time to give yourself grace and start again. Other than that, it means absolutely nothing. It's really very simplistic here, guys. Keep it simple. In the end, you want to dismiss it? Talk to the hand cake. For me, you're a thing of the past. And then, of course, moving the attention. And, you know, this is where a lot of people have been sending me some questions, right? What do I move my attention to? Guys, it doesn't have to be the complete opposite, right? It didn't, for me, when I was, say, smoking, it wasn't just not smoking. I couldn't move my attention to not smoking. No, I moved my attention to, I don't know, tearing an engine apart or going for a walk or taking a shower or cooking a healthy meal, right? It doesn't have to be the exact opposite of what you're wanting to eliminate. It just has to be something else to put your mind to work. That's it. That's the only thing. So really, you want to think about creating an unbreakable standard. One of the things when it came to quitting smoking for me that was an unbreakable standard was I used to say all the time, if I was ever pregnant, I would stop smoking because that person inside my body wouldn't have a choice. I'd be forcing it on a child. And is that right? And wouldn't you know it, I got pregnant and that's when I stopped smoking, because there was an unbreakable standard there. When you have an unbreakable standard, and I can already hear some people, what is the unbreakable standard when it comes to cake, right? The unbreakable standard is it doesn't serve me long term. I want to be healthy and strong. That is my unbreakable standard. So when you want to eliminate your bad habit, there's a dialogue that happens, right? You get an urge, that's the alarm going off. The urge is the compulsion. I want to smoke. I want to eat cake. I want to avoid responsibility. I want to whatever it is, right? That is the habit alarm going off. That's your urge moving you in that direction. Then habit voice comes in and says, yes, let's do it. This is where most people collapse. This is the point where most people collapse. You are way more aware. You have way more points of choice at this point. You don't have to collapse. However, with that being said, if we come back up here, give yourself time to change, and the setback means nothing. So if you do collapse at this point, no biggie. So when you want to respond to your brain, right, we've talked about starting a new dialogue, opening up a dialogue with habit voice. This is just a habit. It's not me. Habits are not a reflection of who you are and what you're capable of, right? Repetition. I'm going to keep saying it over and over, guys. It is just habit voice. It is not me. This is what you're saying to yourself out loud, preferably, most definitely internally. I dismiss habit voice and urge right now. Talk to the hand, Mr. Cake. Talk to the hand, walking giant cigarette in the corner. And then you move your attention, okay? Remember in the other lesson that says you cannot want what you're not thinking about. I can't even begin to tell you the last time I thought about a cigarette, but just starting to talk about it here, I'm like, okay, yep. I could want a cigarette right now, but I And this, just even through this, I dismiss it. It's a thing of the past for me. It's a thing of the way past for me. And I can already feel myself feeling disgusted about it. So when you get to this place, you are far enough from it that you don't have to keep doing these things. This is not permanent, guys. So think about, you're not going to have to continue to go through these processes like 100% of your life. You do it with each habit you want to eliminate when you're ready to start eliminating it. I don't have to keep doing this with cigarettes. I don't have to keep doing this with cake. I am going to start applying this to, oh, geez, I didn't know I was going to make a declaration right now, but there you go. When Contessa follows her heart, this is what happens. Yep, it's going to be around my finances. So I'm no longer going to be afraid of money. That's my declaration. Now you guys get to hold me accountable to it. Yay. Okay, moving on. This is where you want to start the new dialogue, right? In the beginning, you try to start the new habit. Habit voice kicks in. What the hell are you doing? You're trying to make us unsafe. Are you crazy? Notice this is where the collapse happens if you are listening to habit voice. And instead, you want to meet habit voice. Talk to it. Hey, yo, I'm starting a new habit. I'm devoted to my financial self-reliance. I do my finances daily. Look how I just did that. I just created that on the fly. I'll keep working on that. It needs a little massaging. Right? I'm starting a new habit. I'm devoted to my health. I eat healthy daily. You see how that works? Okay, I'll do it with an emotional rhyme. I'm starting a new habit. I'm devoted to taking responsibility. I make decisions daily. You guys see how that works? Okay, this is the dialogue you want to start. And then how to overall, again, we're bringing it all together. So all the steps all together, how to start a new habit. You choose a simple habit. In the beginning, guys, remember, I asked you, what is one small habit you want to start working on? And then we've been layering on that. You want to write it down. There's studies out there, guys, that prove that when you actually write it down and not in some app or on the computer, you are going to follow through. It is inside your cells. You do more with that information when you physically write it out with your hand. Do this habit for a week. Track it. Put it along with a cue, like a time of day, like when you wake up, or an activity, like if you go for a walk or after you brush your teeth or when you drink water in the morning, right? If you get in the car, right? Think about when you can make decisions and follow through on those decisions. You're doing it very specifically, purposefully, on purpose, with intention. Reward yourself. Rinse, repeat. Rinse, repeat. Rinse, repeat. It really is that simple, right? So the place to start is going to be with the theory of constraint. And this is what I'm talking about. When you think about what's the number one habit you can stop or start doing that will make the biggest impact on your life and business, you're not going to be willy-nilly and be all general and non-specific here. When you think about theory of constraint, we're whittling this very down, being very focused, being very specific, okay? The size of the habit is a left brain process. Okay, you want to start with the micro habits of a larger habit. So for instance, I want to eat healthy. Okay, that is a big habit. A micro habit of that is grocery shopping healthfully. Hello. Right? The bigger habit is I don't want to eat cake every day. Okay, the micro habit is when I go to the grocery store to do a different habit other than go down the cake aisle or the bakery. Those places smell so good. Okay, I can sniff it. It's okay. If you want to say start going to the gym, a micro habit would be to pack your gym bag or lay out your workout clothes or tell an accountability buddy to meet you, right? A micro habit of the larger habit. If you are wanting to take more responsibility in your life and follow through on what you say, then the first place to start is to make decisions. Get great and be habitual about decision making. Follow through comes later. Start immediately. So here's one of the fun things. If you don't start now, right, when you pick the habit you want to start, and then you say, oh, I'll start doing that on Sunday. I'll go to the grocery store on Sundays, so I'll just start that on Sundays. That's already your habit voice sabotaging you. You are where your attention is. And it's not true that you got to start on a Sunday or the middle of the week. I've heard that crap out there. Start immediately wherever you are. Make the decision. You go all the way to here. Number four, nothing happens until you decide. So make the decision. So guys, we've learned a lot. I just wanted to bring it all together. Bring it all together, right? How to eliminate. So I encourage you to make notes. This is where you want to kind of get to the point where you know where collapsing point is. How to respond to the brain. How to start the new habit dialogue. And how to start a new habit. This is all the stuff that we've covered up to this point. So I just want to encourage you guys to solidify again your commitments to your habits that you're building. If you have if you're layering on habits and you're finding it difficult, then take the layer off for now. Wait until you're successful with implementing a new habit before you start layering on new and more habits. Thank you for listening to this episode on the Bold Survivor Collective. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast if you want more, and join us over on the Facebook group, The Bold Survivor Collective, where we keep the conversation going and we keep on rising up and thriving, y'all. Bye.